said, the Wheeler Center in Cleveland, who is there? That kind of thing. That is it. Now, in other words, the trouble with all this, though, is you forget. Now, you don't know what happened here tonight. What happened? Who can say? Quick. Sum it up in a few words. What'd you learn? See, nobody can. Try. Go ahead.
What did you learn tonight?
See, you know what, really? Even so, what's happening? Your spirits are realizing that here is something.
Sure.
See, it's your spirits even that are realizing it. Yeah. But you can't really say it.
I was experiencing a little bit tonight before you started talking to me. So, like, learning to understand what is coming out of me and knowing that I'm not really wise enough to understand. Be wise, you know what I mean? Because you use it to bring people to understand, you know?
That's the Holy Spirit speaking to you.
I'm seeing how
that is the Holy Spirit speaking.
And how I'm freaking people out by not knowing how to be wise. But, you know?
A lot of that going around, you know, people going around and, you know, just getting off and pushing people around.
Yeah, but I'm not doing
that. Yeah, but that isn't the Holy Spirit. That's their own spirit.
But it's like a power that comes out of it.
Yeah. Rays of light is what the... And he said, as rays of light that come from a lamp.
Well, the thing that really freaks me out is the relationship between seeing, because of the light inside of us and Jesus, that we can actually see where they're at.
Yeah.
And at the same time,
they're not that quiet. They're darkness. And his light lights the whole scene. Like a searchlight. You know what I mean? A flare. Drops a flare on the whole scene. We can see and they can. Now you should have that context always when you're talking to people, because it's true. Now you don't believe it, see? And you can't because you haven't experienced it and lived it as such, consciously. See, you can't look back and say, yes, I know it's true. But your spirit somehow seemed to, you're saying, yeah, this seems right. You know? Well, now you live it. And you operate that way. And you'll come to see it's true. See, you've got a big spirit. Giant two-year-old. You've got a big spirit.
Oh, yeah. Well, when I was a giant two-year-old tonight, like, with the apple cider stand, I did something. I noticed what I was doing, you know, and I went, oh, no, I really, like, ran open. I better be wise with what's happening. I mean, I can see it happening.
You ran over?
I see myself doing it. You know, I wasn't running over anybody. It's just that I walked up. I don't, you know.
All right, now what? Hey, okay, now look, see what I mean? See what I mean? You dig this, oh, you really get off in this, but now what did you learn, really?
I learned that what the eye is like to the body.
What does it mean?
Well,
rather than physically first, by the way, what can you derive from what he said there physically? Well, then you can. I don't want to face this. Physically, you can learn things. Mm-hmm. And I trust his way of putting things more than physics. And it's contrary to physics. It's against physics. He's talking of the eye there in the way that every human knows in his heart and spirit. The eyes are. Now, when physics tells you the eyes are nothing but a passive lens with light coming through, focused on the retina, blah, 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 and so forth, and when that's shown to you and proven to you physically, that still leaves you empty.
Yeah.
You know it.
Yeah.
It leaves you empty.
Yeah.
You can't deny the truth of the facts. But neither can you deny the fact it leaves you empty, and there's something more to it.
Exactly.
Well, this is it, right here. Now, let's talk physically of eyes first. Let's try to get it together so you remember something. Physically talk about eyes. What's it saying? But physically first, and then we'll go to the spiritual.
faith.
Your eye.
Right.
Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eye is sound, your whole body will be full of this world light. But when it is not sound, your whole body is full of dark. Just continue reading.
You're so lost, you don't see anything in what you're reading, do you?
Yeah.
You're still wanting to read or not?
I wasn't sure what you wanted me to read.
Boy, talk about freaked out, right?
Yeah, really.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay. Are you in control?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you read this?
It's physical.
Yeah, physical. What's it saying physically?
Yeah, when your eyes are open, you see everything. You've taken everything. When your eyes are closed, you don't.
Bill, you're laughing at her. You try. What's it saying physically? The eye is the lamp of the body. Poor people. Poor baby. What does it say? Yeah, what's it saying? Physically. Come on. Physical. Let's go. Physical. What's it saying?
It sounds like it's saying that, to me, it sounds like it's saying that you see light through your eyes and it's filling up your body somehow.
Boy, we better turn this all off.
Oh,
just
no.
Do the physical. Physical, remember.
It would seem as if the light is coming out from you.
That's right.
Instead of coming around. I know, but the physical thing is that the light does come into your eyes.
Hey, what is the Bible saying about our eyes physically? Hey, man, everybody's so freaked out here. Hey, let us try and talk what the Bible is saying about our eyes. What do you say? Who wants to do that?
I
do.
What?
We have the Holy Spirit.
Forget the Holy Spirit. Physical, forget it. Physical first. Physical. Hey, you know what? That's where you get in trouble with these figures. This is a figure. And if you don't get the physical straightened out first, with all its implications, how are you ever going to come to see the spiritual message behind it? Right?
Yeah.
Well, all right. You're giving me the physical explanation. You're talking about the Holy Spirit.
No.
Don't you understand? You can't do that. You're giving me the spiritual meaning of it if you're talking about the Holy Spirit. First, to make sure you understand what it's talking about physically, say it. You know, if you understand it physically, then you can go from there to the spirit. Otherwise, it's space. You know, you're just guessing. I mean, what you said there, Sheila, Carol, what you said is very beautiful, my dear, but it isn't at all what they're saying here, you know? I forget what you said, but what does the Bible say now? What is it kind of... Read it again. Read it again. Think about it physically. Physically.
34?
Yeah.
Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eye is sound, your whole body is full of light. But when it is not sound, your body is full of darkness.
What about the spirit of a man searches out his innermost parts?
Oh.
Remember that?
It's in the Proverbs.
Yeah, in Proverbs.
Just read that.
Look it up.
In other words, physically, your face, your eyes give light. Light comes from your eyes and your eyes.
Physically, right. Boing, boing, that's what it's saying.